For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
That's right. It's the G-Bag Nation live from Globe Life Field, Comerica Backyard, getting you set for Rangers and Orioles here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. The 817 brought us, says, we got to let you know that those OnlyFans chicks aren't actually chatting with you.
Oh,
you're
really
potentially blowing money for what is allegedly free on Twitter. So
really? That's
just a pro tip there from the 817, probably caught in that same trap a while back or so. But
that's a shame.
Are the videos longer when you like subscribe to it, or is it just quick, like, see it on Twitter?
Yeah, you have to pay.
You gotta pay for the whole joint.
Yeah, everybody's different with their what it depends on the length of the video, what they do, you know, for the price. Yeah.
You sound like an OnlyFans stockbroker right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there's some very creative ones. Very creative. Yeah.
I don't doubt it, dude. I don't doubt it. Well, we got a little Friday news dump for you here. And
7 minutes is like $30, you know, kind of. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. They bill you for their time.
And you just got the automatic payment set up, so that's just pulling out once a month. You just know, boom, easy money. You don't have to.
Oh, you can set it up any way you want.
You don't have to haggle.
Yeah, you can set it up any way you want. Yeah.
That's good.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's right. Brian Broaddus, who is alleging that he's ready to go Mardi Gras, Brian, potentially here in the Comerica backyard once we get these beers starting to flow and the doors open here very, very soon. L.A. Is here live in the flesh. Lucius Alexander is going to be handling the Walchuk Woolly Billy Top 10 List of the Day coming up here in a few minutes. And we'll get a live rendition of L.A. Live in the 5 o'clock hour. Eric Nadel, what you drinking, what you thinking. Perhaps that's true.
Possibly.
We've had some technical difficulties. We'll blame Microsoft on those.
CrowdStrike.
What is that? CrowdStrike. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Maybe Microsoft's taking some flack in a way that they don't deserve.
CrowdStrike
here
is the big security system.
Sure,
right?
Is, yeah.
They sponsor some Formula One
cars.
They
sure do.
Okay, well, they're the ones that are really...
They're looking funny in the light right now.
Yeah. Making everybody look bad today. Yeah. Well, we do have the Rangers lineup. They will be wearing the City Connect uniforms as they get back to action here, half number two of the season. And it's going to be Marcus Semien leading off. You'll have Seager in the two-hole, Josh Smith batting third, and then Wyatt Langford will be in the four spot right there. He'll also be in left field. My uncle is actually here. Remember a few weeks back when Langford had his first dong ball, out of the park dong ball of his career? My uncle Dave is the one who actually caught it, and so part of giving the ball back
He got a
batting practice experience.
Nice.
So he's down there behind the cage.
I think my uncle is down there right now.
That's cool, bro.
Or whenever Langford's getting going. So at some point here soon, because my uncle texted me today, he's like, "You guys gonna be out there?" Because I got my BP experience with Langford today. I'm like, "Oh, that is awesome." So that's going down right here. Langford is, of course, just rocking and rolling here through the month of June, and hopefully he's just on the fast track to being as badass as we imagined. You'll have Adolis in right field batting fifth, Nathaniel Lowe in the sixth spot. You'll have Jonah Heim. Then Janko is DHing tonight. Then it's Leody Taveras, and, of course, it'll be Nasty Nate Eovaldi on the bump going toe-to-toe versus Corbin Burns of the Orioles. So it's a heck of a pitching duel tonight, heck of a measuring stick series to kick off the second half of the MLB season, and we look forward to talking with Eric Nadel coming up a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour today. Okay, 877-881-1053. It is time for the Friday news dump, and there's a handful of things to address. One of them right here, that Mexican OT and Big Tuck are going to be performing at Texas Live after the Rangers game on Saturday.
Okay. It's the Big T. UCK. Chew on a mic like a mic buffet.
Boom! Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I know the Mexican OT. I wasn't super sure on Big Tuck.
Big Tuck and Roll.
Sure. Yeah, he got some. He's got some bangers right
now.
Yeah,
I came up with Big Tuck, man.
Oh, is that right?
No, I came up listening to Big
Tuck. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I thought you're in the same neighborhood.
No, I don't know that. No, I don't know him like that.
Dude, speaking of coming up though, did you guys talk about this last week? I just saw this, but apparently Pizza Hut's getting back to the old school buffet style.
Now they better do it right, because I love the old school buffet, and they need to bring back the Book It program too. Because that's how I got on Pizza Hut.
You read a book and you get a pizza?
You get a personal pan pizza. And then all of a sudden my dad started taking me there. We were hitting at the buffet after we go wash his car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That free labor.
You got to earn it.
You still got to earn it. Yeah, man, I love that. You go
I
kind
of feel like the Pizza Hut is the best of all the chain pizza places.
I generally
I'm not going to fight you.
You.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I love a good thin crust meat lovers Pizza Hut. Oh, my God.
It's absolutely fire. Yeah, Pizza Hut. That was a staple. That was one of the few places
somebody's
around my
booing us right now, though. Oh, my God. These guys got no taste.
I mean, I got respect for Domino's. Yeah. And to some extent,
not
I've come around
Pizza Hut.
A little bit on Papa John's. But, yeah, Pizza Hut's where it's at for me. And if they're bringing back the buffet-style situation, then.
Did you guys ever experience Mr. Gaddy's?
Yes. No. And watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons?
Yes. So you never Chief, you never did Mr. Gaddy.
No, Mr. Jim's?
Mr. Jim's is good.
That's my mister. That's my only pizza mister.
Mr. Gaddy's had that their hamburger sausage pizza was
amazing.
They were kind of a buffet thing.
Yes.
CeCe's, is that still
CeCe's
buffet?
They're still getting it done, absolutely. Yeah. Now, it used to be $5 for CeCe's. I think you're probably looking closer to 10 now.
What?
For their buffet.
Shoot, it used to be like $2.99 or something like that back in the day on CeCe's. Yeah.
Okay, see, so for me, like high school was just like, if we got $5... We got CeCe's.
We used to have like Shakey's was one. There was like the old school Dallas pizza place.
Shakey's. Now, I love you said Mr. Gaddy's though, because Mr. Gaddy's was an amazing.
Mr. Gaddy's is not bad.
Yeah, man, yeah. Good pizza.
How they run
the kids,
out?
And you can just watch movies all day.
Yeah,
cartoons.
They had like the Three Stooges on while you're eating pizza.
Oh, really?
They had theaters, bro. You're eating in theaters.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How did I miss this? How did that go out of business?
You're too young.
That's gut-wrenching, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of the movie stuff, have you guys seen the way they're doing it now? They did it with the Dune movie, but they're doing these special, like, popcorn boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they got the new Alien movie that's coming out, and they're have you seen that popcorn bucket?
No, I haven't.
Bro, look at this.
Okay.
Look at this Alien. This makes me want to go to the movies. Can you imagine eating out of that thing right there?
Yeah, that's frightening, actually, but that is actually cool.
It's scary. But it's like that souvenir, that'll get me to the movie theater, I think.
Yeah, that's what you put on in your movie room or by your television or everything after you finish eating it.
That's one of the coolest popcorn buckets I've ever seen. Shout out to the movie theaters who are getting back to doing some of this cool stuff.
Wow.
As they try and lure you to the theaters. And you have the Twister movie that's dropping as well. You know, like a 90s disaster movie. We can all get behind that.
Wasn't Twister like a 1996 movie? Are we remaking that? Is that what we're doing?
To some extent, yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's like a follow-up or a I don't know the exact details of it, but yeah, same type of deal. But the alien popcorn bucket looks cool, man.
Collector's item, right?
Collector's item, absolutely, yeah. Just like a fun novelty
they're gonna
item.
They're going to run out when you get there.
You think?
They're going to order it. They're going to run out. They're not going to have it. You know, limited time offer.
You're
going to order one, and they're not going to have it.
Talking about like the price increases for a place like CeCe's or whatever, I haven't been to the movie theater in a while. Can anybody speak on this? Has inflation affected the already expensive concession items, or is everything just caught up now, and you walk to the movie theater for the
everything's popcorn, and everything's even higher than it was?
Yeah, okay.
$50, $60 day.
All right.
Yeah. $125. Yeah. It's just me and the other lady.
Well, that's why you better have the take-home souvenir like this alien popcorn bucket to make you feel a little bit better about the cost of your experience. Yeah.
Can you give me a price on that, please?
I can't give you a price on it. I don't know exactly how much it's going to run you, but a giant bucket of popcorn.
Is it a waste for a giant bucket of popcorn, by the way?
Never. No. No, it's not.
You eat all the popcorn in the giant bucket.
Yes, I do. Well, because I always make a point. When you get the big one, they're like, hey, it's a free refill. So I'm always...
You eat through it?
I will eat through it just for the principle of I'm going to get another bucket. I may not even eat that much out of that second one, but I'm going to go ahead and make sure I feel like I got bang for my buck.
If you're eating a giant bucket of popcorn, you're doing some work.
Well, I mean, usually it's a group effort of like at least one other person, if not two.
People get tired of the popcorn. Like you pass it down and they're always,
no. I'm always like, send that thing back. Like, really? Bring it back down to me. I'm ready to crush that popcorn.
Are you more butter guy?
Yeah, butter it up.
God. If I take her on a date and she finishes that thing of popcorn, I'm concerned.
You're not impressed? She's just lathered
probably
in butter
me.
All over her face?
Yeah, it's immature of me. I know it is, but I'm concerned. I should have seen the signs earlier, but I didn't. Now I pay $125 when I go to the movies.
Yeah, dude, it is over the top. It's crazy.
You got to pay attention.
We mentioned yesterday that Caitlin Clark and Sabrina Ionescu are not going to be a part of the WNBA All-Star Three-Point Contest. And we wondered, is this the WNBA? Is this these individuals? Apparently, they declined the invitation.
Yeah.
So the NBA or the WNBA couldn't figure out a way to strong-arm these ladies into to performing in the three-point contest. So at least they tried, because I was kind of scratching my head at the WNBA.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad that came out, because I've seen a whole lot of WNBA slander talking about they keep dropping the ball and stuff like that.
Right.
Because they couldn't have the stars show up. But
and I was kind of perpetuating that yesterday, so I had to circle back on that one.
It's all right.
The new Vegas NBA franchise? This thing's going to happen, man. It's expected to be the most expensive team in U.S. sports. The expansion fee and new stadium costs could approach a total of $7 billion. So at some point, I would guess over the next half decade.
So we're not playing at T-Mobile Arena?
No, I think they want to do it. They want to do it right. They want to do it big. They want to go all out for the Vegas team.
Is there any more room on the strip?
I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know. They're going to have to kick it out there where Allegiant is.
They're going to kick the A's somewhere else. The A's are about.
Oh, yeah, and the A's. Yeah, I don't know if there's enough room.
Just say the A's, you're out. You're no longer here.
And then apparently TNT will have approximately 4 more days to match either Amazon Prime Video's per year offer or NBC's per year bid for the NBA.
One or the other?
If they want to hang on, yes. If they want to hang on to, like, the inside the NBA.
How many
crew.
Billions do we know?
Yeah, you're looking at $1.8 billion from Amazon Prime. They would have to match that, or NBC's $2.5 billion.
Oh.
So either one of those, I think, would get it done.
Do you like it on TNT?
I'm so used to it, you know, like my entire basketball watching experience has involved TNT, and then obviously the crew, wish they could copy and paste that crew with Chuck and everybody onto a different network, because it really doesn't bother me. I like Amazon. Yeah,
it's easy to get to.
I don't mind. If they're going to go somewhere, I don't mind it. I just hate that show, it doesn't seem like it's going to be copy and pasted to the next place.
They should.
So
we're talking about broadcasting the game. So, right, Kevin Harlan?
Yeah, you'll be broadcasting the games and stuff. Yeah, so like Kevin Harlan, all these guys that you're used to hearing call games on TNT,
right.
they're obviously going to be migrating to wherever it is that these games go, which for the NBA now seems like they're going to be on a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You can watch them on Peacock from time to time. And Amazon and NBC and whatever else.
I had a bad experience today trying to find the Open Championship.
Really? With your package?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had to go to Sky Sports to get it.
Wow.
I had to go to the British Sky Sports because I couldn't find it. I didn't know where to look. ESPN or TNT. I didn't know where to look. So I just went to Sky Sports and it was on.
This is the
then you wake up and watch you see Charmed in the morning because you feel like you're in the game.
Yeah. I've done that a million times.
Rush Hour 3 again. Oh, God.
I hate when the sports bars forget. You show up for lunch the next day and they still got them on there. I'm like, what are we doing, man?
Well, that's like really in the studio. The studio's the same way. You know?
I hate
you're watching Walker Texas Ranger or something like that.
I really don't like that. Like, if you have a sports bar, stay on top of keeping sports on your television.
Yeah.
I really do not lie. I'm a stickler for that one.
Yeah, nobody was.
Probably immature of me again.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's trying to watch Charmed on mute in a sports bar. Let's just be honest about that.
Exactly.
The weirdest news item of the week, though, here in the dump. Steve Jobs, Apple's Steve Jobs, RIP.
Yeah.
Was known to stick his feet inside public toilets as his, quote, go-to stress reliever.
No way.
I thought it was ball sacking, but I've triple-checked it. That's a real deal.
No,
I just think it's one of those things. If you're going to be one of these, like, 1% of the 1%, like, CEO, height of an industry kind of people, you have to have so many screws loose on the path to there. Like, there's a little bit of psycho in you. And, that just doesn't even – I don't even –
He died of hepatitis then?
I can't even begin to understand where that thought comes from. How at any point through the course of your life you feel like stressed out and like that's going to be the remedy for the situation. And I love that they specified public toilet. Like maybe there was a time where he left his own house, like his own commode wasn't going to do it for him. He was stressed out and he had to drive somewhere to a local business to throw his foot in the toilet. And like, are you flushing it and giving your foot a swirly of sorts? How long are you keeping it in there? Are you soaking it? It's just it's just one of the weirdest
really
things I've ever
strange,
heard.
But I can't believe it. It's not surprising.
What ticked me off is they made a movie about him that's supposed to be based on his life, and they don't ever address his foot into the public
his
toilet
foot
stress fetish.
Fetish.
What are you doing by way of stress relief? Steve Jobs, you are a weird bleep hole, my friend. R.I.P. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation on a Friday, live from Comerica Backyard inside of Globe Life Field, getting you set for half number two of the Rangers season with the O's in town. And coming up next, 420 top 10 list of the day. No bully, but we got Lucius Alexander live with us here, broadcasting from Globe Life, and he will present the top 10 list of the day next right here in the Nation.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Ross. It's the G-Bag Nation live from Globe Life Field. The doors open in just over 30 minutes, and then there's all sorts of great drink deals that you can get tonight at the park. I'll give you some of those options here coming up in a few minutes. But right now, it's 420. It's time for the Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day. No Wolchuk, no Dawson. They're back on Monday. But live here at the Comerica Backyard is Lucius Alexander, and he presents today's Wooly Bully top 10 list.
Yes, 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 yes. Appreciate that, my man.
Hit it. Nice work,
Ross.
Bro.
All right, Ross.
We're getting there, slowly but surely.
Yeah. Comeback season.
Comeback season. Rally time, baby. Top 10. Hey, yo, that's craziest names in sports. I've got the top 10. Hey, yo.
Ooh.
That's craziest names in sports.
A lot of these got to be college football names, dude. These college athletes, it is ridiculous.
Yeah. Broadus probably knows them all. A lot of college guys, a lot of baseball dudes, too, in here. Also have some random names here that I didn't put on the list, but I have them with me.
Some honorable mentions.
Some honorable mentions. Coming in at number 10. Pause. Wow. Coming in at number 10. Former Michigan State tight end, Kyle Sackrider.
Sackrider?
You're joking.
Sackrider. Kyle Sackrider. Shout out to Kyle Sackrider, making all the Sackriders out there proud.
Yeah, man. Is there a long line of Sackriders?
Sackriders. You got to change that name, right?
I got to get a jersey.
Sackrider.
The Sackrider jersey. Holy smokes.
Yeah. There was also a baseball player named Sugar Cane out of Macon, Georgia. Pitcher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look like he played for the A's. That's a cool name. Sugar Cane.
Sugar Cane.
Because your name
sick.
Is Sugar.
Yeah, Sugar Cane.
Or last name Cane, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. Coming in at number 9. I got to find another way to say that. Can't say coming in. Yeah, I got to find another way. Former MLB player Ulysses Simpson Grant Stoner. Clearly, he was named after Ulysses S. Grant.
Right.
Clearly. But they called him Lil Stoner.
Lil Stoner.
Lil Stoner.
This is a baseball player. This has to be a baseball player from the early 1900s.
Yeah, definitely 1800s. Ulysses Simpson Grant Stoner. Lil Stoner.
Lil Stoner, dude. Lil Stoner. That's got to make an appearance on the all-time nickname. Like, next time we do sports nicknames.
Lil Stoner.
Lil Stoner. That's dope. Pretty amazing.
That's a dope little nickname.
That's a dope little name,
that's
yeah.
That's a dope little nickname. Hey, you guys ever heard of Johnny Dickshot?
Ooh, I think I'm familiar with the Dick Shot. I don't remember Johnny, but I remember Dick Shot.
Yeah.
You never forget your first Dick Shot.
Yeah, he's a left fielder from Illinois. Played in 19. Well, he was born in 1910.
I always thought he was ambidextrous.
Oh, good. Also, there's a Glasscock. Jack Glasscock.
Mm-hmm.
You got to change those names, bro. You really do. Let's see. At number, what was that, 7, we got a first base coach for the St. Louis Cardinals, Stubby Clapp. Stubby Clapp.
Stubby Clapp. I mean, I hope he looks like his name sounds. Stubby Clapp. He's got to be a frumpy-looking dude. Yeah.
Are you looking at him?
He's relatively...
Right now?
You know what's funny about this dude? His real name is Richard Keith Stubby Clapp. So is
Clap?
Yeah.
Stubby clap.
You get, Lucius is right. You got to change name, right?
You got to change the name, bro.
Yeah. It's a first base coach, man.
For the rest of your lineage. You know what I mean? Like, we can't do this. We got to do something else.
I mean, when your name, when you become known as Stubby.
Yeah.
Oh, that just, that hurts, man. But I guess you got to lean into it.
Now, this is just a rando right here. He's an outfielder. Played for the Sox. I'm scared to say it. Rusty, I believe.
Ooh, or I think it's Coots. I think it's a hard
it's
U.
Coots?
Yeah,
Coots.
It's, that's going to be Rusty
Coots.
You feel like you should have gone double O there instead of U if you were doing this right. But
take that back,
Rusty. Yeah,
take that back. I wish I could take that back.
He was a coach as well, Coach Coots.
Okay, all right.
He's a damn good American.
69
years old. Yeah. Born February 4th, 1955.
Brilliant.
He's still here with us?
Yeah, he's still hanging tough, man.
All right. Look at God doing his thing. Let's go to, I believe it's number 7 at this point. Not sure. Baseball player, manager, and team owner in the Negro Leagues.
Oh.
Cumberland Posey. They called him for short.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what's his last name?
Posey?
All right. Say his name.
Posey.
Cumberland Posey.
Nah, you didn't say his whole
name. Didn't say it right?
Yeah, nah, you scared to say it. I don't blame you.
How, you said it was Posey, didn't you?
Yeah, but his Cumberland name was Cumberland, Posey. And they called him
Composey.
There you go.
Oh, I see. That's my bad.
Always it. Composed on the bump.
There you go, Eric.
Is he still with us?
I like that.
Is, are you talking about
Composey?
He is
Cumberland
not.
Posey.
Oh, I got to chill out. Boss said he hit dump 3 times already. On these real names.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we're getting too out of control.
He drew the line at
Jason, that's enough.
At Cumberland.
Yeah, well, there's a Rice Owl. His name is Mobility.
Mobility.
Bro.
Mobility, cornerback name, Mobility.
And
that's a good name.
And he is still, he's currently on the Rice roster, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy who's active.
He's still a player in the game.
First name, Mo. Last name, Bility. That's incredible.
Mobility. I have a former MLB player, Stephen Wayne. Ah, crap.
We've already dumped the 3.
Is that the name, Stephen Wayne? Ah, crap.
Yeah, basically, pretty much. Sharts? What's his last name?
You kidding?
No.
Man, that's see, and you know, like, that happens for a reason. Like, somebody down in your family tree had an embarrassing day, and then that ended up developing into their last name. Like, that's how they were dealing these things out back then.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
embarrassing day, huh?
Yeah, that's an embarrassing day.
How about a baseball player, first baseman? Now, they're not showing the name of his squad, which I really wish they would, but his name is Peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo Veach.
Peekaboo Veach.
Peekaboo Veach.
Peekaboo Streets, I think, was a street. She was a skier? Peekaboo? I think she was a snow skier. In the Olympics.
I think you might be right. I've Peekaboo, heard that name, too.
I think her name was Streets. Yeah. I might be way off on this one.
I'm just Googling lady named Peekaboo.
Yeah. Might be a downhill skier.
When these parents are doing this, though, is it just parents just willingly just doing bits?
Oh, look at me.
Look at you. Yeah, you're look right.
Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, you knew it. Okay, so it's her nickname. Her first name, I guess, is Peekaboo. Peekaboo Street, but then she was known as Peekaboo. Hell of an alpine skier.
Hopefully,
man.
That won't get dumped.
2-time Olympic medalist.
Let's see. How about this one? I got an outfielder. Play for Pittsburgh.
Did you have to blow that up to see
I
it?
I did. I sure did. His name is Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Oh, Budweiser.
Wow. Budweiser.
He was a pirate?
He was a cardinal.
He was a pirate.
Anheuser Busch.
Wow, man.
That would be cool, though, if you had him with the Cardinals. That would be kind of fun.
Let's see. How about a hockey player named Paradise?
Mm-hmm.
How about that fella?
That's pretty incredible. That's mom and dad putting a lot of pressure on you.
Richard Paradise. Buttercup Dixon.
Buttercup Dixon.
Buttercup Dixon. Outfielder. Why, I don't like how they're not putting the name of the teams on here anymore.
Oh, it was so for some of those throwback guys. Like, we dealt with this yesterday with George Fatty Hackett.
Yeah, Fatty Hackett was not part of it.
When you go way back into the Wayback stuff, sometimes you don't get you don't get all the details that you would like about the – I mean, we were trying to figure out how tall he was because George Fatty Hackett, 450 pounds, but we couldn't get a height on him. So there's some discrepancies on some of this stuff.
450 pounds.
Yeah, that's the fattest baseball player of all time, professional baseball player.
Hey, look up this guy named Urban Shocker.
Urban Shocker. Yeah, okay, American baseball player. He was born in the 1800s, and apparently – yeah, he was a pitcher.
Yep.
Yankees.
There we go. Thank you.
And the St. Louis Browns.
Okay, Urban Shaka.
In the early 1900s. I bet that dude could spin it.
Mysterious Walker was a baseball player. He was a pitcher as well, named Mysterious.
Mysterious Walker.
That sounds like a horse. Sounds like a racehorse
that
right there.
That sounds like a really good racehorse.
Yeah. He's gonna clean up at the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Cheeks was a catcher.
Harry Cheeks? Maybe he's in Mo Cheeks' family. You know, my cousin Harry.
The only Nolan. We have the only Nolan, which was a pitcher. Now, the only Nolan I know is Nolan Ryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we have the only Nolan. The only Nolan. Pitcher, outfielder, third baseman.
First name the, middle name only?
Only Nolan. The
only Nolan.
Wow.
Dude, I like Canadian, that. Too, this guy.
That's very good.
That is wild, man. I just, again, with some of these parents, like, you don't, let's not try and outthink the room, folks.
These are fantastic names. Definitely should have thought about it before I said it, though. There's another one on here I definitely want to show you, but we can't read it.
Can't use it?
No, we can't read it, but maybe somebody else
does. What does it rhyme with?
There's a guy named after, well, not named after me, but he has my name. His name is Lucius Seymour.
Mm.
He changed his name.
Oh.
Because his last name is crazy.
Yeah.
Lucius Seymour. So y'all Google that out there.
Okay.
Lucius Seymour.
And I think the last.
College football player.
Last name's a little bit more difficult to change than first name, right? Don't you have to go through more, there's more obstacles? Oh.
Yeah. How do you pronounce that, Eric?
You pronounce that at wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, coming in at number one, is a boxer named Floyd Jumbo Cummings.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah. FJC with Jumbo. The victory. Top 10 list of the day brought to you by Lucius Alexander live from Comerica Backyard at Globe Life Field. Getting you set for half number two of the Rangers season. I got good DeGrom news. I got good Tyler Mahle news. And we're pregaming for Eric Nadel coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. That's all next right here in the Nation. About to go around the bases here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Globe Life Field. Doors getting set to open in just a few minutes. And we got some good deals going down at the ballpark tonight and throughout the weekend. I'll give you those here in just a minute. But my goodness, good news on the pitching front here. Of course, you have Nasty Nate Evaldi on the bump for the Rangers tonight, repping the City Connect uniforms, busting out the Peagle as we welcome back baseball here, half number two of the season. Orioles in town, Evaldi versus Burns. That's dynamite ace pitching stuff right there. Looking forward to that duel. But we got some good news. You mentioned coming in today, Broadus.
I did.
What did you witness on the bump here at Globe Life Field?
We got here a little bit about 1 o'clock, and Lucius was already here, and I came walking around from where the media entrance, and I was like, usually you get guys like getting some type of work, you know, infield work or whatever, but man, here's somebody on the mound, and all of a sudden you hear this boom, boom, you know, like,
I mean,
like
that leather
bringing
was
it.
Popping.
Echoing leather popping, and I stopped. I was on. It's on the phone. I say, "Hey, let me call you back." I just stopped and I was watching Jacob DeGrom.
Hell yeah, you were.
And so they had the crew out here, Mike Maddux, everybody, you know, was kind of, and it was one of those things where it looked like he was pitching and then he would sit down and then he would come back and do some more pitching. So anyway, it was nice to see him out there. And like Lucius was talking about, that mitt was popping pretty nicely there. So
they
excited
had him
to see
way
that.
In the outfield, throwing to a catcher that was on the foul line.
Yeah,
I'm talking about way in the outfield, and he was still accurate. And it was, pow!
Yeah,
dang dude, doing some long toss stuff.
Long tosses out there.
Well, I saw our buddy Sean McFarland of the Dallas News. He's got the details. It looks like DeGrom threw 35 pitches off the mound today.
Yeah.
and he mixed in some sliders.
Yeah.
So as he is on the road to recovery here when it comes to the Tommy John, and remember Bruce Bochy just a week and a half ago on the KNC Masterpiece saying, like, he absolutely expects DeGrom to play this season. He wouldn't give a timetable on it or anything like that, and I'm sure some of it has to do with how well the Rangers are playing as you get into August and then, of course, into September. Because in my mind, I've kind of just been like, if we're going to see DeGrom, it'll probably be September, and at that point you'll have a clearer picture on where things stand. If the Rangers completely fall out of contention, I don't know that they throw him out there. Maybe go a little bit more cautious with it, but I think if the Rangers are in the thick of it and there's no setbacks, Jacob DeGrom and 35 pitches off the mound today, mixing in some sliders off the Tommy John, my goodness. If you get a DeGrom August or September moment, man, that'll be freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. You could tell with the way the catcher was setting up with the breaking ball stuff, because it was starting, you know, you could see him moving the mitt down and across the zone. So, yeah, it looked like I'm not a pitching coach or a scout evaluator, but
it could have been, though.
But the location of the pitches and the velocity of the pitches looked really good. So, you have to be pleased about that.
Got Tyler Mahle expected to make a rehab start.
He's going to be in AAA, right? Or AA?
AAA with the Round Rock squad. That should be tomorrow for Tyler Mahle. Looks like you're going to actually have Dane Dunning pitching in Round Rock tomorrow as well. So he will be in relief duty for Tyler Mahle. So you're getting some, you know, inching closer and closer to making it back with the squad, and it'll be the debut for Tyler Mahle once he gets that opportunity. But you also have Cody Bradford.
He's at the Arizona Complex League, right?
Yes, Bradford's rehabbing over there.
Yeah.
So not real sure of the timetable on him, but you saw Josh Young and Evan Carter, two dudes that the Rangers would love to have back on this field sooner rather than later. They were out here yesterday putting some work in. So, I mean, all that is good, man. You just want the Rangers to continue the streak that they're on coming in here, where the offense started to bounce back a little bit. I was looking at some power rankings today, and I'm seeing the Rangers in that 19, 20, 21 range when it comes to the power rankings. But, you know, in a lot of ways, they could be a sleeping giant. Let's not forget, they are the defending World Series champs, and they were counted out completely before October got here, and they go on the run that they went on. So getting all the reinforcements back on the pitching staff, and then the bats of certainly Josh Young, and crossing our fingers on Evan Carter. And then you factor in the way Wyatt Langford started to heat up, man. I mean, it was an 8.16 OPS since the start of June after a slow start to the season. FanGraphs right now, odds giving the Rangers only a 13% chance to come back and reach the playoffs.
I think they're going to have to win the division. That's where it's going to be. I mean, they got too many teams to jump in the wild card, you know, to be able to pull this off. I think it's going to have to be, you're going to have to find a way to win the division.
Yeah, well, and the Mariners have the worst record of any division leader. And their offense is a giant issue. I mean, you're not talking about, oh, can they get one bat at the deadline? If you're a Mariners fan, you're like, dude, we got to find a way to get two or three bats into this lineup here before the deadline. But, I mean, the Mariners were up 10 games in the middle of June. And now it's just one game over the Astros.
Yeah.
And they, of course, have recovered since their disaster start to the season. They're four games over .500. But that's a rotation that struggled to replace some injured pitchers as well. And so you'll actually have Houston and Seattle facing off to open it up this weekend as well. So there could be some movement there in the division over the course of this weekend. But when you look at what the Athletic was talking about when it comes to the Rangers, you know, they go streaking into the All-Star break. They're saying it might be too late for a team that's obviously dealt with a lot of injuries this year. But they say, they being Levi Weaver and company with the Athletic, maybe time to punt and reload for 2025.
Mm.
So I don't think we can understate just how important this Orioles series and then the White Sox series is when it comes to some of the decision making. I don't expect the Rangers to be buyers at all, but what level of sellers are they going to be? Are they going to say, hey, we could probably afford to sell off one of our rotational guys from a pitching standpoint because we have so many dudes coming back?
But hopefully that's the extent of it. I think if you're trading away one of your rotation pieces, you're not necessarily all in on the sell job and punting on the season. But you're gonna have to make some hay over the course of the next week or so. And it starts against Baltimore tonight. Eovaldi versus Burns. That's gonna be super, super nasty. You got Eric Nadel joining us here in just a little bit. He's in Cooperstown. So looking forward to our conversation with Eric. And then, of course, Jared Sandler will join us at 6 to preview the series and get you set for the official pregame show. Now, you'll get the actor from Dude Perfect, Tyler Toney, is throwing out the first pitch tonight. So for your Dude Perfect lovers, man, those guys are awesome. They'll be out here tonight. They'll be doing some fun stuff.
Is that the trick people?
Yeah. Heck yeah, it is, man. Okay. Shout out to Kevin Sparkman
as
well.
Yeah, I was going to say Sparky.
Our guy Sparky.
I forgot his name for a second. I'm sorry, Spark.
Hey,
I
learned something here. Our buddy Dee, who listens to us all the time, she said there's a Mr. Gaddy's in Plano located at Coit and Park.
The last living Mr. Gaddy's.
Man, I might have to venture on over there.
Yeah.
Seriously, you'd like it.
It's good food.
Really
man.
Good pizza.
You can take the kids. They still got the screens up.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I would absolutely love that.
That's in Plano.
Yeah. You guys been talking it up.
Yeah.
It's a shame that there's only one left standing, apparently.
It's kind of like a Red Lobster. It's got one orange lobster left.
Plano Gaddy's.
I still can't believe that.
I know, the orange lobster.
I can't believe it.
You do have Ice Cream Sunday as well. This weekend, that's July 21st, versus Baltimore here.
Ballpark ice cream or ice cream sundaes?
Bluebell dollar ice cream. Now it's for kids 13 and under, so you got to find a way to bring the kiddo along with you. But you could just clean up on some Bluebell. I think dollar Bluebell might be even better than dollar dog night. If you're asking me, like which one are you going to show
Especially
up
in
to?
The summer.
I'm just telling you, I was with some people on the dollar dog night. And you can do some seriously fun things with the dollar dog, but also mix it with some mixed drinks.
Oh, you can freak it out.
You can have the dog and the mixed drink. I don't know if you can do the ice cream and the mixed drink unless you make some type of rum drink.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so we're getting some feedback here. There's two Gaddies in Fort Worth.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
There's one in Odessa.
Gaddy's making a comeback, baby.
Couple in Austin as well.
What?
Pick up some Gaddy stock.
So maybe Gaddy's, the staying power is a little bit stronger than we may have
thought. I'm going to get you Mr. Gaddy's pizza on a Friday for a Friday lunch.
We'll see if it still stands. We'll see if it's better than Chuck E. Cheese. Because Chuck E. Cheese brings
cheese
it strong with the pizza.
People hate on Chuck E. Cheese pizza. It's pretty damn good.
What's the best Chuck E. Cheese? Is it just the cheese pizza?
I like the pepperoni.
I like the pepperoni as well.
Is it kind of the cup with the grease and stuff in it?
Yeah, when you pick it up, it gets all nice and greasy right there.
Incredible cupping.
Yeah, okay.
And also their cheesy bread. The cheesy bread from Chuck E. Cheese, it's really out of this world, dude. And I've just rediscovered this having kids now. Like, I haven't seen a Chuck E. Cheese. It was like 15 years. I don't even know. 20 years. Chuck E. Cheese, I have no idea. I remember their pizza being good, but you're a kid. And then now as an adult, I'm like, dude, actually, this is, like, I would feel comfortable bringing this pizza to any type of adult party.
Yeah, I pulled up to locations and got me some to go.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer,
I love
dude.
The fact that you bring other products to restaurants.
I sure do. Yeah, Wingstop Ranch, I will walk into your Buffalo Wild Wings with a gang of Wingstop Ranch. I will walk in there, put it right on the bar.
That's brilliant. Even B-Dubs have to look at you like, I understand. Like, you want our wings, but you want their ranch.
Yeah.
That's a pretty impressive ranch right there. Okay, so yeah, Ice Cream Sunday going down. Bluebell Dollar Ice Cream here at Globe Life Field with the O's in town. Looking forward to that. The door's getting set to open here, and we will continue to preview the series. Eric Nadel's going to join us. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5:30.
Sorry.
Nadel at
5:20. They're going to open up a Mr. Gaddy's on McCart?
What?
McCart and 20? Come on, cuh. I'm just saying.
I tell you what, I thought they were gone. I thought these things were gone. Now they're everywhere.
Jeez.
Maybe not everywhere, but...
Well, it seems like they're a lot more out and about than we thought, dude.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Mr. Gaddy's, but I look forward to trying that pizza when you bring it into
studio. I'm
going to
get you a pizza. You'll like it, yeah.
All right, Football's Finest is coming up next, featuring 10 people that will shape the next year in the NFL. That's next year in the nation.
About to go around the bases here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Globe Life Field. Doors getting set to open in just a few minutes, and we got some good deals going down at the ballpark tonight and throughout the weekend. I'll give you those here in just a minute, but my goodness, good news on the pitching front here. Of course, you have Nasty Nate Evaldi on the bump for the Rangers tonight, repping the City Connect uniforms, busting out the Peagle as we welcome back baseball here, half number two of the season. Orioles in town, Evaldi versus Burns. That's dynamite ace pitching stuff right there. Looking forward to that duel. But we got some good news. You mentioned coming in today, Broadus.
I did.
What did you witness on the bump here at Globe Life Field?
We got here a little bit about 1 o'clock, and when I watched it, Lucius was already here, and I came walking around from where the media entrance, and I was like, usually you get guys like getting some type of work, you know, infield work or whatever, but man, here's somebody on the mound, and all of a sudden you hear this boom, boom, you know, like,
I mean,
like
that leather bringing was it. popping,
echoing leather popping, and I stopped. I was on the phone, and I said, hey, let me call you back, and I just stopped, and I was watching Jacob DeGrom.
Hell yeah, you were.
And so they had the crew out here, Mike Maddox, everybody, you know, was kind of, and it was one of those things where it looked like he was pitching, and then he would sit down. And then he would come back and do some more pitching. So anyway, it was nice to see him out there. And like Lucius was talking about, that mitt was popping pretty nicely there. So
they had him
to see
way
that.
In the outfield, throwing to a catcher that was on the foul line.
Yeah,
I'm talking about way in the outfield, and he was still accurate and it was pow.
Yeah,
dang dude, yeah. Doing some long toss stuff.
Long tosses out there.
Well, I saw our buddy Sean McFarland of the Dallas News. He's got the details. It looks like DeGrom threw 35 pitches off the mound today.
Yeah.
And he mixed in some sliders.
Yeah.
So as he is on the road to recovery here when it comes to the Tommy John, and remember Bruce Bochy just a week and a half ago on the KNC Masterpiece saying, like, he absolutely expects DeGrom to play this season. He wouldn't give a timetable on it or anything like that, and I'm sure some of it has to do with how well the Rangers are playing as you get into August and then, of course, into September. Because in my mind, I've kind of just been like, if we're going to see DeGrom, it'll probably be September, and at that point you'll have a clearer picture on where things stand. If the Rangers completely fall out of contention, I don't know that they throw him out there. Maybe go a little bit more cautious with it, but I think if the Rangers are in the thick of it and there's no setbacks, Jacob DeGrom and 35 pitches off the mound today, mixing in some sliders off the Tommy John, my goodness. If you get a DeGrom August or September moment, man, that'll be freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. You could tell with the way the catcher was setting up with the breaking ball stuff, because it was starting, you know, you could see him moving the mitt down and across the zone. So, yeah, it looked like that. You know, it looked like it was, like I said, I'm not a pitching coach or a scout evaluator, but
it could have been, though.
But the location of the pitches and the velocity of the pitches looked really good. So, you have to be pleased about that.
Got Tyler Mahle expected to make a rehab start.
He's going
to
be in AAA, right, or AA?
AAA with the Round Rock squad. That should be tomorrow for Tyler Mahle. Looks like you're going to actually have Dane Dunning pitching in Round Rock tomorrow as well. So he will be in relief duty for Tyler Mahle. So you're getting some, you know, inching closer and closer to making it back with the squad, and it'll be the debut for Tyler Mahle once he gets that opportunity. But you also have Cody Bradford.
He's at the Arizona Complex League, right?
Yes, Bradford's rehabbing over there.
Yeah.
So not real sure of the timetable on him, but you saw Josh Young and Evan Carter, two dudes that the Rangers would love to have back on this field sooner rather than later. They were out here yesterday putting some work in. So, I mean, all that is good, man. You just want the Rangers to continue the streak that they're on coming in here where the offense started to bounce back a little bit. I was looking at some power rankings today, and I'm seeing the Rangers in that 19, 20, 21 range when it comes to the power rankings. But, you know, in a lot of ways, they could be a sleeping giant. Let's not forget they are the defending World Series champs, and they were
were counted out completely before October got here, and they go on the run that they went on. So getting all the reinforcements back on the pitching staff, and then the bats of certainly Josh Jung, and crossing our fingers on Evan Carter. And then you factor in the way Wyatt Langford started to heat up, man. I mean, it was an 8.16 OPS since the start of June after a slow start to the season. FanGraphs right now, odds giving the Rangers only a 13% chance to come back and reach the playoffs. But
I think they're going to have to win the division. That's where it's going to be. I mean, they've got too many teams to jump in the wild card, you know, to be able to pull this off. I think it's going to have to be – you're going to have to find a way to win the division.
Yeah, well, and the Mariners have the worst record of any division leader. And their offense is a giant issue. I mean, you're not talking about, oh, can they get one bat at the deadline? If you're a Mariners fan, you're like, dude, we got to find a way to get two or three bats into this lineup here before the deadline. But, I mean, the Mariners were up 10 games in the middle of June. And now it's just one game over the Astros. Yeah. And they, of course, have recovered since their disaster start to the season. They're four games over 500. But that's a rotation that struggled to replace some injured pitchers as well. And so you'll actually have Houston and Seattle facing off to open it up this weekend as well. So there could be some movement there in the division over the course of this weekend. But when you look at what the Athletic was talking about when it comes to the Rangers, you know, they go streaking into the All-Star break. They're saying it might be too late for a team that's obviously dealt with a lot of injuries this year. But they say, they being Levi Weaver and company with the Athletic, maybe time to punt and reload for 2025. Mm. So I don't think we can understate just how important this Orioles series and then the White Sox series is when it comes to some of the decision making. I don't expect the Rangers to be buyers at all, but what level of sellers are they going to be? Are they going to say, hey, we could probably afford to sell off one of our rotational guys from a pitching standpoint because we have so many dudes coming back? But hopefully that's the extent of it. I think if you're trading away one of your rotation pieces, you're not necessarily all in on the sell job and punting on the season. But you're gonna have to make some hay over the course of the next week or so. And it starts against Baltimore tonight. Eovaldi versus Burns. That's gonna be super, super nasty. You got Eric Nadel joining us here in just a little bit. He's in Cooperstown. So looking forward to our conversation with Eric. And then, of course, Jared Sandler will join us at 6 to preview the series and get you set for the official pregame show. Now, you'll get the actor from Dude Perfect, Tyler Toney, is throwing out the first pitch tonight. So for your Dude Perfect lovers, man, those guys are awesome. They'll be out here tonight. They'll be doing some fun stuff.
Is that the trick people?
Yeah. Heck yeah, it is, man. Okay. Shout out to Kevin Sparkman as well.
Yeah, I was going to say Sparky.
Our guy Sparky.
I forgot his name for a second. I'm sorry, Spark.
Hey, I learned something.
Blame it on my brain, bro.
I learned something here. Our buddy Dee, who listens to us all the time, she said there's a Mr. Gaddy's in Plano located at Coit and Park.
The last living Mr. Gaddy's.
Man, I might have to venture on over there.
Yeah.
Seriously, you'd like it.
It's good food.
Really,
man.
Good pizza.
You can take the kids. They still got the screens up.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's cool.
I would absolutely love that.
That's in Plano. Yeah.
You guys been talking it up.
Yeah.
It's a shame that there's only one left standing, apparently.
It's kind of like a Red Lobster. It's got one orange lobster left.
Plain old Gaddy's.
I still can't believe that.
I know, the orange lobster.
I can't believe it.
You do have Ice Cream Sunday as well this weekend. That's July 21st versus Baltimore here.
Ballpark Ice Cream or Ice Cream Sundays?
Bluebell Dollar Ice Cream. Now, it's for kids 13 and under, so you got to find a way to you know, bring the kiddo along with you, but you could just clean up on some Bluebell. I think Dollar Bluebell might be even better than Dollar Dog Night, if you're asking me.
With you.
Like, which one are you going to show
Especially
up
in
to?
The summer.
I'm just telling you, I was with some people on the Dollar Dog Night, and you can do some seriously fun things with the Dollar Dog, but also mix it with some mixed drinks.
Oh, you can freak it out?
You can have the dog and the mixed drink. I don't know if you can do the ice cream and the mixed drink, unless you make some type of rum drink.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so we're getting some feedback here. There's two Gaddy's in Fort Worth.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
There's one in Odessa.
Gaddy's making a comeback, baby.
Couple in Austin as well.
What?
Pick up some Gaddy stock.
So maybe Gaddy's, the staying power is a little bit stronger than we may have thought.
I'm going to get you a Mr. Gaddy's pizza on a Friday for a Friday lunch.
We'll see if it still stands. We'll see if it's better than Chuck E. Cheese. Because Chuck E. Cheese
Chuck
brings
Cheese
strong with the pizza.
People hate on Chuck E. Cheese pizza. It's pretty damn good.
What's the best Chuck E. Cheese? Is it just the cheese pizza?
I like the pepperoni.
I like the pepperoni as well.
Is it kind of the cup with the grease and stuff in it?
Yeah, when you pick it up, it gets all nice and greasy right there.
Incredible cupping.
Yeah, okay.
And also their cheesy bread. The cheesy bread from Chuck E. Cheese, it's really out of this world, dude. And I've just rediscovered this having kids now. Like, I haven't seen a Chuck E. Cheese. It was like 15 years. I don't even know. 20 years. Chuck E. Cheese, I have no idea. I remember their pizza being good, but you're a kid. And then now as an adult, I'm like, dude, actually, this is, like, I would feel comfortable bringing this pizza to any type of adult party.
Yeah, I pulled up to locations and got me some to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer,
I love
dude.
The fact that you bring other products to restaurants.
I sure do. Yeah, Wingstop Ranch, I will walk into your Buffalo Wild Wings with a gang of Wingstop Ranch. I will walk in there, put it right on the bar.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Even B-Dubs have to look at you like, I understand. Like, you want our wings, but you want their ranch. Yeah. That's a pretty impressive ranch right there. Okay, so yeah, Ice Cream Sunday going down. Bluebell Dollar Ice Cream here at Globe Life Field with the O's in town. Looking forward to that. The door's getting set to open here, and we will continue to preview the series. Eric Nadel's going to join us. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5:30.
Whoa, sorry.
Nadel at
5:20. They're going to open up a Mr. Gaddy's on McCart?
What?
McCart and 20? Come on, cuh. I'm just saying.
I tell you what, I thought they were gone. I thought these things were gone. Now they're everywhere.
Jeez.
Maybe not everywhere, but.
Well, it seems like they're a lot more out and about than we thought, dude. Yeah. I've never heard of Mr. Gaddy's, but I look forward to trying that
pizza when you bring it into the studio. You'll like it, yeah.
All right, Football's Finest is coming up next, featuring 10 people that will shape the next year in the NFL. That's next year in the nation.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.